The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father. Gospel of the Lord. For communion antiphon, continue to John chapter 17, says, see prayer. Father, I want the man you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they may see the glory you have given me. What's the glory of God the Father towards the Son? It's obedience to the will of God the Father. Many times, humanly speaking, he can do otherwise. Especially moments of trial and suffering. We pray, Father, let this cup away from me. It's suffering. But he says, that your will be done upon me. It's not easy. Even on the cross, he said, God, God, why have you forsaken me? It's God the Father's will that he suffer. It's a tremendous way. Finally, also you say, Father, I let my soul into your hand. I give my soul into your hand. Always trust, trust, and trust. In the gospel, in the very beginning, say, whatever you ask in my name will be given. Although many times we say, we ask many things, but not given yet. But one point is very important. Whatever you ask should be the will of God the Father. If you don't ask the things of God the Father, surely you will not get it. For your benefit, don't think that you get all these things, then you are satisfied. No way. God has his plan for our wholeness of self, so that we can be more like God. We share his divine life. This is more important than we ask for this or that. Although Jesus tell the disciples, you never ask. Because with Jesus, they don't have to ask many things. But if we ask, always condition that it be the will of God the Father. That's for the glory of God, that's the meaning. It's not that when grand things, successful, doing all things in a grand way, not necessary. It be the will of God, okay. If not, just be simple. Then you will have peace. Many times we don't have peace because we are attached to something human, something worldly. That's why we are not satisfied. But all the time, Jesus came on earth, always tell the disciple, peace be with you. That means to say, follow the will of God the Father. And that's the peace comes from.